Hey there, welcome to the program. It's day 31 of our 33-day walk through our preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. 31, day 31. That means we got 2 days more to go. Today, of course, is Wednesday. We've got Thursday. We've got Friday. And then on Saturday, it is time to make our total consecration to Jesus through Mary. I'm Gary Zemeck, and it's great to be with you once again. Today, we are going to look at the extreme love of Christ for us. I think that this is an overlooked fact too often, just how much the Lord loves us. It's very easy to overlook it. Oh, the Lord loves us. Yeah, we just brush it off and then go on with our lives. If we really understood how much the Lord loves us, we would be a lot more calm with everything we do. Amen? Right? But we forget that sometimes. So we're going to go through that today. And as a reminder, we've only got 2 days after today left to prepare for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. I will do a summary before Saturday. The tricky thing about this is I have to go out of town. I am leading a parish mission in Fargo, North Dakota next week. I'm going to be traveling on Saturdays, but I'll make sure you got the shows necessary. And we will talk about what happens after we make our total consecration, what happens with this show. My intention is to keep it going and do the daily Mass readings. And what goes with the daily Mass readings, I'm still working with the Holy Spirit on that. In the meantime, I've got to make sure we get through total consecration preparation. That's my main focus. I don't want to take my sights off of that. So we're going to do that. We will look at the book by Father Hugh Gillespie today, Preparation for Total Consecration to Jesus Christ Through Mary, according to St. Louis de Montfort. I think this meditation is the best one to use for today. I hope you're doing well. If you have any questions, if you're getting cold feet maybe, shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. I don't want you to panic or anything. I want you to know what you're getting into as you make your total consecration, but I also want to keep it realistic. I really have to read something to you. I want to make sure you know a few facts before we go through with it. I'll do that either tomorrow on the show or on Friday. And that's that you might think you're not doing a great job with this preparation, and that might cause you to say, well, I don't want to go ahead with total consecration. I'm going to read something to you. I read it every year. It's from a book that I generally don't use because the book is too intense for the purposes of this show. So it's from a book that is jam-packed with preparation material. And it is a very intense preparation. I think it's a scary preparation for the purposes of this show. But the priest who wrote the book, I want you to hear what he has to say if you think, oh, I didn't do a good enough job. And know that he's very tough. He's very tough when it comes to total consecration. So if he says what he says, and essentially what he's going to say is, you did fine, relax. If he says that, you can take it to the bank. And I read this every year. Again, I try to keep this somewhat simple. I don't even ask you to buy a book anymore because I want this to be as simple as possible. I do the meditations. You focus on what I'm telling you to do, and I'm getting it from a number of different sources to make sure we are staying faithful to St. Louis de Montfort and his process. I want to make this easy on you and not burden you with 30 minutes of prayers and another 30 minutes of reading every day, because honestly, you're going to quit. You're not going to go through with this. I want to keep it somewhat simple while at the same time make sure that it's not just superficial. And honestly, you could do an hour of prayers every day, and if you're not paying attention, if you're bored, if you're zoned out, you're not going to get anything out of it. So I think it's critical that we try to come up with the best version possible for this total consecration so that you can really benefit. So anyway, that's my little piece today. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, as we continue this walk with you, we're trying to learn about you this week. We ask you to allow your Holy Spirit to become active, to work through us, so that we can learn about you and know you better. When we're done this week spent devoted to you in 2 days, help us to know you better than we do right at this present time. Jesus, we know that if we do our work and we really come to you with open hearts, and a sincere desire to get to know you, we know that each day it is possible to get to know you better. And we're gonna believe that as we go forward. Jesus, help me today. Give me the words that you want spoken. You know them better than I do. Speak through me. Open our minds and our hearts to be able to hear what you have to say. We ask for all of these things through the intercession of your blessed Mother Mary. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, ready to get started? Oh, I know, I forgot the commercial. How could I forget the commercial? By the way, I don't have a beverage du jour with me. I am actually recording this in my car. I've got my equipment with me in my car. I'm waiting for my daughter to get out of her college classes. So it's one of the beautiful things about modern technology. You can do things like this. But I don't have a beverage with me. Isn't that terrible? So I might be a little parched, but we're going to get through this. The commercial, followingthetruth.com. That's my website. That's the place to go. If you listen to these programs and you say, Gary needs to keep going, I need to encourage him. Not only by praying for him, but by sending him a donation. Because Gary is floundering a little bit financially right now, to be totally honest with you. So if you'd like to see me go forward with this program and my full-time ministry, could you please help out? Followingthetruth.com, click on support, and you can get it all done there. Also remember the podcast for warriors, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, daily podcast just for warriors. Don't worry, listen to the podcast. You can go to followingthetruth.com for more information, or if it's easier, just go to podcastforwarriors.com. It makes it nice and simple. All right, day 31. Christ loves us to the extreme. You need to believe this today. Our scripture reading, a bit lengthy, from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 3 through 12. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, as one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that made us whole, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people. And they made his grave with the wicked and with the rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When he makes himself an offering for sin, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days, the will of his soul, and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Now, this is from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Obviously, Isaiah is prophesying about who? About Jesus Christ. That's what one of the things the prophets did. They got this message from the Lord. The Holy Spirit spoke through the prophets and inspired them with messages like this. So we see the fact that Jesus didn't exactly have a fun time suffering for you and me and all the sins that we have committed. He never committed any sins. He didn't deserve any punishment. You did, and I did. So my question is, what are we going to do about it? Let's hear what Saint Louis de Montfort has to say. Reflect on the wounds and sufferings of Christ crucified. He himself has told us, All you who pass by the way of thorns and the cross, look and see. Look with the eyes of your body and see through the eyes of your contemplation. Whether your poverty, destitution, disgrace, sorrow, desolation are like mine, look upon me who am innocent and lament you who are guilty. The Holy Spirit tells us through the apostles to contemplate the crucified Christ. He bids us arm ourselves with this thought, for it is the most powerful and formidable weapon against our enemies. When you are assailed by poverty, disrepute, sorrow, temptation, and other crosses, arm yourselves with the shield, breastplate, helmet, and two-edged sword, which is the remembrance of Christ crucified. It is there you will find the solution of every problem and the means to conquer all your enemies. So today, as we come near the end of this week devoted to focusing on the life of Christ, we have to focus and look at his crucifixion, the suffering, the agony caused by the fact that we didn't feel like listening. We didn't feel like doing his will. We felt like doing our own will. That's what sin is. We didn't feel like obeying. We didn't feel like doing the right thing. We felt like doing what felt good, even though it took us away from the Lord. And because of that, because of our sinfulness, it was necessary for him to die on the cross. We want to think about that today. We want to give it some thought, and we want to use that as motivation. You know, it's not, oh yeah, we're going to shed some tears, we're going to be sad, oh, that's a shame, poor Jesus, what terrible things happened to him, glad I wasn't those people that crucified him. You crucified him. That's what the catechism says. Our sins put him on that cross. We are the reason he suffered and died. You know, we can make all kinds of excuses. We're the reason he's there. Now, you can either feel bad about it, you can cry about it, or you can do something about it. Today's the day to do something about it. Today's the day to say, all right, that's it. I'm going to help Jesus. I am going to do something to atone for my sinfulness. And that's the purpose of going through with total consecration. We want to get better. We want to get help. We want to stop sinning. Because you know what? Here's the thing. He's suffering his agony in the garden and he's hanging on the cross. He's thinking of every sin you will ever commit. Now suppose you do nothing to try to overcome sinfulness. And you can't just not sin. You don't have it in you. None of us do. By doing something, I mean talking to the Blessed Mother and saying, Mary, please help me because I am weak. I am a sinner. If you do nothing, suppose between now and the time you die, you commit, and I'm just throwing this number out there, 50 mortal sins more that you haven't committed, that you will commit from now until the day you die. 50 mortal sins. Very painful to the Lord. He knew each one of those. Remember, he's God. He's in the agony in the garden, suffering. Now, suppose you do something about it today, and you went to the Blessed Mother and say, Mary, help me. I don't want to hurt the Lord anymore. He also knew, as he's suffering in the garden, that on this day you made that pledge. And he realizes that you are not going to commit those 50 sins. That's going to ease his suffering a little. Remember, he is God. He's divine. He's able to see into the future. And that was one of the causes of his suffering. So essentially what I'm saying is that by you not sinning, and you're doing this with the help of the Blessed Mother, you're going to her and saying, Mom, I need your help, you are easing the pain of Jesus as he suffered in the garden. Wow, that is really deep. That makes no sense. Of course, because we're human. But see, we can't see into the future. With the Lord, everything is in the present. He was able to see into the future. So the less you sin from now on, the more you eased his comfort 2,000 years ago. It's a mind-boggling thought, but it's one we need to take seriously. Resolution from Father Hugh Gillespie. Dedicate time today to making a thorough examination of conscience and to recognizing that your sins caused the suffering of Christ. Ask the Lord for a genuine horror of sin and its consequences. Go to confession before making the act of total consecration. I've told you that before. You're going to have that chance on Saturday. Most churches have confession on Saturday. Maybe you can even go before then. I'm going to urge you to do it. It's not absolutely necessary. It is highly, highly, highly recommended that you do that. You want to be pure when you make your total consecration on October the 7th. And by the way, if for some reason you cannot make it on October the 7th, you can go ahead and make it on October the 8th. You know, you don't have to get overly scrupulous about this. I want to make sure you understand that, because that's happened in the past. People were away and they were just unable to do it. And I'm going to print the text, the prayer that we pray for consecrating our lives to Jesus through Mary. I will put that on my website. I will let you know when it is up. I'll put it on my blog so you're able to find it. All right. I'm a little fired up today, but when I talk about sin, I realize that, man, I put the Lord through agony. You know, I can't blame anybody for that. It's my fault. I want to get better. Our mom wants to help us. That's why we're making total consecration. You are listening to the Gary Zimak Show on Blog Talk Radio. Do me a favor, stick around, and I will read the daily mass readings. I'll be right back. I don't want you to go anywhere. Could you stick around for 15 more minutes? All right. Talk to you soon. Stay tuned.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. C.S. Lewis once wrote, "I pray because I can't help myself. I pray because I'm helpless. I pray because the need flows out of me all the time, waking and sleeping. It doesn't change God. It changes me." Well, Julianne Dos Santos recalled that quote one day when she was feeling gloomy. She admits in her book Footprints on the Journey that no matter how hard she tried, she couldn't lift herself out of her rotten mood. Then she decided to let God do the lifting, and the results were far different. Julianne writes, "As soon as I opened my heart to say a little prayer to ask for help, I found I had resources right in front of me. I let God lead me, and He led me to the laughter, love, and kindness that come from friends and family." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks for hanging out with me. Boy, that was an intense 15 minutes, that first segment. But you know what? When it comes to sin, it's something that is really important for us to focus on. You know, we shift the blame too often. Oh, the Jews put him to death. No, they didn't. You put him to death. And I did too. You know, I'm not pointing fingers at you. The reason I get fired up is because I realize this is my fault. And it's one thing to just be sad every Good Friday and shed a few tears. But this is real. This is real. He really suffered. I mean, this is not a movie. This is not a book that we read. He really suffered this. This is a biographical fact. This is a historical fact. You know, it's not something made up. And we put him there. So we really owe it to Jesus to try our best to refrain from sinning. And again, we're weak. Without the Blessed Mother's help, you could look at your history. I look at my history. It's a miserable. I've got a miserable track record. I fail so many times. I don't do what I should do. I do what I shouldn't do, you know. She wants to help us. The church is saying, here, this is this devotion. Total consecration is going to help you. I don't see any reason not to do it. It is really amazing. Once you make this commitment to the Blessed Mother, wait till you see what she'll do in your life. All right, today we look at the readings from the Wednesday of the 26th week in Ordinary Time. Today is also the memorial of St. Francis of Assisi, October the 4th. There's somebody who really loved the Lord. Sometimes we think of St. Francis as a kind of a wimpy figure. All he went around doing was hugging animals. But no, this was a guy. This was a hardcore saint. I mean, this guy was legit. He loved the Lord, and he was a tough guy. He appreciated nature, certainly, but he didn't just go around petting deer. I mean, you know, sometimes we give this guy, we sissify him a little bit. But no, he was tough, but he loved the Lord. And his message of simplicity and detachment is one that we should all take note of. First reading is from the book of the prophet Nehemiah, chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. In the month Nisan of the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when the wine was in my charge, I took some and offered it to the king. As I had never before been sad in his presence, the king asked me, "Why do you look sad? If you are not sick, you must be sad at heart." Though I was seized with great fear, I answered the king, "May the king live forever. How could I not look sad when the city where my ancestors are buried, lies in ruins, and its gates have been eaten out by fire?" The king asked me, "What is it then that you wish?" I prayed to the God of heaven, and then answered the king, "If it please the king, And if your servant is deserving of your favor, send me to Judah, to the city of my ancestors' graves, to rebuild it. Then the king and the queen, seated beside him, asked me how long my journey would take and when I would return. I set a date that was acceptable to him, and the king agreed that I might go. I asked the king further, if it pleased the king, let letters be given to me for the governors of west of Euphrates, that they may afford me safe conduct until I arrive in Judah. Also a letter for Asaph, the keeper of the royal park, that he may give me wood for timbering in the gates of the temple citadel, and for the city wall and the house that I shall occupy. The king granted my request, for the favoring hand of my God was upon me. This is all about, you know, we've been reading about rebuilding the temple, recognizing the presence of the Lord instead of turning to idols. I mean, these people, at the time, the Israelites were surrounded by people who believed in worshiping idols. You know, we look at that and we think that is really strange. What a bunch of weirdos. We don't do that. But, you know, we do worship idols. We worship idols all the time. We don't admit it. The idol of money, the idol of comfort, the idol of prestige, the idol of relaxation, the idol of so many different idols. We need to keep our focus on the Lord. The gospel is going to be really tough today. The gospel does not mess around. Jesus does not pull punches. And if we are going to truly be followers of him, if we want to claim to be followers of him, then we have to listen to him. And we have to follow him. We can't just say, I'm a Christian, I go to church on Sunday, I go to Mass on Sunday. It's not hard being a Christian. It's very comfortable. If it's very comfortable and it's not hard, then you are not being a Christian to the full extent that you can be. You need to struggle a little bit. That's what we need to do. If we follow the Lord, we will be subject to some sufferings, and it will not always be a walk in the park. But with his help, it becomes bearable. That's the key. With his help, you can experience peace. So let's look at the responsorial psalm. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. Remember, the people who worshiped idols, they forgot the Lord. We don't want to do the same thing. This is Psalm 137. By the streams of Babylon, we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. On the aspens of that land, we hung up our harps. Through there, our captors asked of us. Though there, our captors asked of us the lyrics of our songs, and our despoilers urged us to be joyous. Sing for us the songs of Zion. How could we sing a song of the Lord in a foreign land? If I forget you, Jerusalem, may my right hand be forgotten. May my tongue cleave to my palate if I remember you not. If I place not Jerusalem ahead of my joy. This is all about not forgetting the Lord. Keep your eye on the Lord. Give him recognition. When you wake up, do you say hi to him? Do you pray? Do you acknowledge his work in your life? Do you acknowledge his greatness? Do you acknowledge his love? Do you acknowledge all that he has done in your life? Do you acknowledge that he's there for you? If not, you're worshiping idols. You're worshiping yourself. You're worshiping comfort. If you forget about the Lord, you are not putting him first. You know, I wish I could make this an easier message, but I'm accountable too. So I'm going to have to account to him. He's put me in a position where I do what I do in a very public way. I talk about him very publicly, and I can't water down the message. He loves you. Being a Christian is phenomenally peaceful. You will have incredible peace in your life. That does not mean you will not encounter resistance and suffering. The Lord's peace does not require complete absence of conflict in your life. That's the really cool thing about it. You don't have to run around trying to get rid of all your problems. What you have to do is focus on him. Put him first. That's what he wants. That's where the peace will come. And that's how you will make it to heaven. Today's gospel, Luke chapter 9, verses 57 through 62. As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey, somebody said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus answered him, foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head. And to another he said, follow me. But the man replied, Lord, let me go first and bury my father. But he answered him, let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. And another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home. Jesus answered him, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." I'll follow you, Lord. One of these days I'm going to become a good person. Yeah, but it's just not the right time. St. Augustine. St. Augustine had a famous quote, "Lord, make me chaste, but not yet." You know, St. Augustine at the time was not a saint. He was somebody who was living a pretty immoral life, and he was having a good time doing it, or so he thought. And he started, see, this is the beginning of the journey when you recognize, hey, I've got problems. I got problems in my life. I want to clean them up, but, you know, like, I'm not quite ready yet. That's a person who is not where he or she needs to be yet, but it's the start. It's a start. So today we have to make that commitment. Am I ready to turn my life over to the Lord, to really become his follower? Not just in name only. When that's the case, we can't look back. That's the purpose of this gospel. It sounds nasty. Hey, Lord, I just want to bury my father. No, that's not what's happening there. The common belief is that, now you see, you have to understand, the Jews buried their dead very quickly. There's a very good chance that person's father was not dead yet. So, you know, when my kids grow up, when my parents die, when I retire, then, Lord, I am all yours. No, today. He wants you today. He wants you today. You got to find some time. Serve him in the circumstances of your life. You can serve him while you're working. You don't have to spend all your day in church. In fact, you shouldn't. If you're married, you have a family, you work for a living, you serve him on the job. But you also make some time to talk to him throughout the day. Early in the morning, late at night, lunchtime, take a break. You can talk to him silently even while you're at work. Nobody can stop you from talking to the Lord. Lord, help me fix this problem I have at work. Help me deal with this individual. Jesus, I love you. You can say that. Say it in your head while you're working. It's amazing. That's the beautiful thing of the Lord being omnipresent. He's everywhere. You can't get away from him. Sometimes that's scary, especially if you're doing what you're not supposed to do. But if you're looking for that comfort, man, what a great thought. Jesus is everywhere. All right, I've tortured you enough today. 2 more days of this, and then we make our total consecration. Remember to let me know if you have any questions. You can either go right to the website, followingthetruth.com, and use the contact tab to shoot me an email through there, or you can email me directly by using Gary@followingthetruth.com. You know what? It's really awesome that you've hung with me and you're participating in this total consecration. The Lord's going to really be, he's already very happy. You know, and I would encourage you to go ahead, go through with your total consecration. I'll give you more of a pep talk either tomorrow or on Friday before you have that opportunity on Saturday. And it's going to be the greatest thing you can ever do in your life. I wouldn't be doing this. This is the 7th year in a row that I have led total consecration. I have led thousands of people through this. I'm not doing this just because it feels good. I'm doing it because it legitimately can help you as it has helped me. I am renewing my total consecration once again. I would not do it any other way. And I would encourage you to keep going forward and reach out if you have any questions. All right. The final push for donations, followingthetruth.com. I need your help. I don't know how else to say it. I thank you if you have donated. If you have not and you're putting it off, any amount you can give would be very much appreciated. And really, I'm sure there's somebody listening who has the ability to come forward with a large donation. I need that today. Okay. Again, I'm not going to say this for no reason. I'm saying it because it's true. I need that. If you are able to do it, and I've had this happen in the past, assume that it's the Holy Spirit telling you. You know, I ask the Holy Spirit to speak through me. And look, if you can't do it, please do not put yourself in any financial jeopardy. I'm just reaching out in the event you are somebody who is well off financially and you're able to help me. I can't continue this full-time apostolate. You know, I travel around, I do my radio show, I do a little bit here, a little bit there, and I am struggling to pay the bills, but I continue to do this and with the support of my wife and my kids because we believe in the mission. We believe in spreading the good news, but I need to reach out to you for your help because, again, I need your help in order to go forward. So I thank you for listening. I thank you for your support. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Click on support to make that happen. And again, may God bless you for your generosity and for your faithfulness to him by listening to this program every day. I know you're not doing it because you like the sound of my voice, but I thank you. I thank you on behalf of the Lord. Remember, wherever you go today, whatever you do, he's with you. just turn around and say hi. I'm Gary Zimek, and God willing, I will talk to you next time right here on Blog Talk Radio. See ya. The Gary Zimek Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.